do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Well, I would say carry. They may want you, the word they may want is tote.
Would you ever use tote?
No, not only, maybe just in fun. I mean, it is not usually used, though I think it's a very good word.
Okay.
It's old Saxon word, I think.
Well, now, would you make a distinction between the word tote and the word lug? Regarding the weight of the object that was being carried?
No, I don't think so. Although lug might apply to us heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Something heavier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tote might apply to a thing of any size.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I suppose because of my heritage, I use some of the old words. I know they're really almost been discarded, but they're perfectly correct.
And perfectly useful, too.
Yes, very expressive.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water, and it can draw its feet and its head and its tail inside its shell?
Terrapin. And also called, in this area, a coota, C-O-O-T, yeah.
Well, now, what would you call a similar creature that lives on the land?
Gopher.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Well, I think they were called chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Rowboat.
Do you have a particular term for a rowboat that has a square bow? What do people use for square bow boats in this area?
I believe a bateau.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace, I suppose, or just a string of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one.
Beat up the other one or knocked him out.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
haunches.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn this a penny. He's really a
miser, inflint.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks
odd.
When would you use the words tacky or slouchy, or would you use them?
Tacky or slouchy.
Mm-hmm.